Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Back here on the morning shift, on the heels of a Braves loss. Their six-game win streak snapped by the Rangers, by the way. Ding hit three home runs in a 6-4 victory. So they could not pull off the sweep of the defending world champs.
Let's start where we need to start. Kirk Cousins throws out the first pitch yesterday.
Okay, I was like, wait, what?
And is also, well, we're going to talk about the loss.
Okay.
But Kirk Cousins starts by throwing out the first pitch yesterday, but he also did the golden spike Saturday. Which one of those y'all rather do?
Oh, I'm going to, I know I'm a soccer, like former soccer player,
soccer-centric.
But I'm going to, I think I would, the first pitch.
Yeah.
It's pretty cool.
There's 81 of those, though.
There's less chance of embarrassment hitting the spike because that thing, I think, just automatically goes down for you.
And so I would take the risk.
You can definitely screw up the first pitch.
Yeah.
But
so I would take the risk of the first pitch, I think.
I threw out a first pitch one time, and it was not
scared?
Good. It was not good. It was absolutely – and I used to pitch.
The distance was – I mean, you should –
Oh, I went up. I went straight up to the mound, just George Bush style. You know what I mean? I was like, I'm going to throw this thing the whole distance, and it was like in the right-handed batter's box by the time it got there.
That's a nerves thing.
I hadn't thrown – at that point, I had not thrown a baseball in like 7 years.
As long as it made it there, you can't, do like a Conor McGregor first pitch where it
50
goes,
cent.
It go. Well, Conor's like went down the first baseline. Like it bounced over there. I mean, you can't throw it –
so bad.
Laterally. Would you get up there and try to, maybe I might try to look off the catcher, but no, give me the signal.
What do you mean you look? You look at first base?
No,
you need to pick somebody
there's
off.
There's no pat. There's no batter.
There's no batter.
All right, that's all right. I want him to throw me a signal. Throw me a sign.
He wants the full experience.
I doubt that he's going to do that.
You want it inside? Okay. Well, hey, you said it. You said high and inside.
No. I thought that was really cool. He's kind of making the rounds right now. He was obviously at the race. I'm thinking of Jalen Milroe was at the race with Michael Jordan the other day, which was pretty cool to see that yesterday at Talladega. But
any violations?
No, I don't think so.
I don't think there are violations anymore.
Kirk Cousins, it was really cool to see him kind of out and about. It looked like maybe Drake London, Tyler Allgeier with him at the United game in Mercedes-Benz Stadium.
Players,
so.
Yeah.
Those guys, like Kirk talked about, they're kind of doing that thing, trying to get used to hanging out with one another. But the Braves, nonetheless, yesterday dropped the Sunday. Guys, I say it all the time, and I don't know what the deal is, but can we please figure out why this team loses on Sundays? Can we go with Max Fried on a Sunday just to make sure we break that streak? Because this team on Sundays the last 2 years is just awful.
I don't think Max Fried's necessarily a lot lately in his first few starts. But I would look. Here's what I'll tell you. If I can win, take 2 of 3 from the defending World Series champion, win 6 in a row in a week, and then lose on a Sunday, I'll take that all year.
Yeah, 5 of 6 from the state of Texas.
That's a recipe for 100 wins. But the thing is as hot as this team has been, they're only a half game ahead of the Phillies, who have played more games, so they have more losses, but they're only a half game up. And look, you talk about the weekend and what to take away from it. Well, I take away the fact that Matt Olson is in a slump of slumps for him. I mean, he struck out 4 times last night. I think I want to say all but one at bat had runners on. He's not there right now. He's struggling, but he's been picked up by guys like Marcell Ozuna, who's got 9 home runs.
He beat me to the punch.
RBIs.
Yeah,
only. Gets picked up by little D, Travis d'Arnaud, who hits 4 home runs over the weekend, 3 of which in one game, including a grand slam to put you out and win on Friday. So those are the positives to take away. Now, Matzik was not very good last night.
He was not. Chadwick Trump also throws out 2 runners at second base. Incredible tag by Guillermo. Guillermo. I don't know why. I always mess with you about the name, and then I outthought myself. Anyhow.
Just say it with me, Guy or May.
I know, I coached you up on it. Guy or May with an incredible, like, Javier Baez-style tag at second base yesterday with Chadwick Trump.
How good has he been stepping in?
Dude, it's unbelievable. I mean, in the depth of his team, and you kind of mentioned it with some of the guys at the top with Marcell Ozuna picking you up, and this happened last year where you would have guys get hot or guys go in a slump, and somebody else, there's always, it seems like there's always two players in this lineup that are red hot. And this team, they did have opportunities in the eighth inning last night to be able to get it done. Two runners on, I think only one out, and they're able to get out of the jam. But Lorenzen was good yesterday. He continues to be a force for that team. He's now 2-0 on the year. And this is just one of those things, like I always say, I don't know why it feels like the Braves sleepwalk through Sundays. But, you know, nonetheless, they're going to have to be a team that continues to plug away like they did last year and find guys that are hot at the right time and be able to get things done.
And they had opportunities last night to win this game. They just could not get it done. I mean, it's you know, the eighth inning, they had runners, I think, on the corners with no one out, and they just couldn't get it done. They could not get it done. Robertson came in and got two guys, and then Kirby freaking Yates comes in fresh with a fresh haircut. He no longer looks like Kenny Powers Jr. And he goes out there and strikes out. I think it was Ozuna he got.
That's a good pin they've got, by the way, the ding on the back end of that pin. That's a pretty good 1-2 combination. When you talk about holds and saves, they're getting it done.
Yeah, they have been. They have a good pitching staff on it, if you look at it, because they're going to get back Scherzer pretty soon. Mm. And I think at some point this year they get back former Cy Young winner. Whose name I cannot think of, the guy from the Mets.
While you think of it, the Braves, again, get back in action then tonight as they start a series against the Miami Marlins. Bryce Elder returns to the mound.
And that's a big one. Last night, Darius Vines sit back down in the minor leagues. We wondered, when we had Grant on, we wondered when the move would go to Bryce Elder. When we had Grant on Friday, we asked him about it, and he said it's inevitable. It's going to happen at some point, and there you go. So I mentioned it earlier in the show, how nice is it to go to Triple A and call up a guy who was an all-star last year and a guy who started a playoff game in Bryce Elder, and you get to spring him straight up to the big leagues and send Darius Vines back down. I didn't think Darius Vines was terrible yesterday. I thought the whole weekend was very serviceable as far as the rotation goes, because you do continue to have questions, but I think the outings you got from Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, including Vines yesterday, was about what you would expect, right? He gives you five. Four earned, and I thought he threw the ball decently well for what his for what he actually has.
Yeah, I wish he could have kept the ball in the park. The damage was on him was done with home runs. Jacob DeGrom was the name I was trying to remember, and that actually leads me to something that we haven't mentioned, and I'd like to touch base on. I don't recall touching base on it yet. Is Spencer Strider? News comes out. Strider speaks and says that it was a bone fragment that came from his first Tommy John surgery that was causing the discomfort, and that's why they went in, they cleaned it up, had the brace surgery put in, and it could mean that he's just right back for the start of the season next year, a little bit earlier than even anticipated.
So that's better news.
It's
best case scenario, I guess.
I think, Tiff, the important thing to understand or to take away from it is that the damage that was done was not really from the ligament itself,
yeah,
you know, being re-injured on its own, but more of that bone spur or fragment or whatever was in there kind of causing the damage and the discomfort itself. So I'm not I know a lot of things about a lot of things, but I am not a medical expert.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
He did stay at Holiday Inn Express last night, but he's not going to tell you about anybody's elbow issues.
No.
Yeah.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.